All right, so today I'm going to be talking about exercise, and specifically if you have some old injuries, some chronic pain, how to really get started. Because a lot of times we get stuck and we're not sure what to do, and then we don't do anything. And sometimes even when we're having some pain or some aches, sometimes movement and stretching are actually good for our body instead of staying stiff and sitting. And also, friends, if you guys don't know where to get started and you are looking for some support, I suggest learning more about my personal training app. This is a really awesome way to make personal training affordable. So inside my app, I set up workouts customized for you. So whether you're a beginner who hasn't exercised ever, or maybe you have some knee pain, I'm able to customize these workouts for you to do at your own time. Within the app, we can also set habits. We can message each other. So you really have a personal trainer at your fingertips and workouts for the whole week at a fraction of the price of doing live in-person training. And I also offer discounts for teachers, frontline workers, and military people to just give you guys a little thanks for what you do. So check out the description down below. I will love to help support you on your exercise journey. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of four and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. All right, so let's talk about exercise. I also want to let you guys know I did an episode, it was number 84. And in this episode, I went more into strength training, what muscles you should work, reps, how long you should work out. So that's another great episode to check out. So today I'm going to go over some things if you're someone who has chronic pain, old injuries, and things to think about when you're thinking about starting an exercise program. So number one is make sure that you're released from your doctor. And you can ask your doctor, what can't I do? What can I do? Because sometimes we have some pain and we get scared to move because that has hurt in the past and we have these pain patterns. But sometimes our doctor actually releases us to move, and we need to then move and make sure we're doing that. You can also, depending on the injury, you could see a physical therapist and they'll be able to assess you and tell you what you can and can't do and get you started, especially if you have more of acute injury or you're more fearful of starting an exercise program. Number two is to beware of chronic pain patterns. So what happens is when we have an acute injury, so maybe we hurt our ankle and then the tissues and the things heal, but we still have some pain left over 6 months, a year plus later. And it's our brain starts to develop these patterns of, oh yes, when I did that, that hurt. So I'm going to tighten these muscles and we're going to feel pain. There's a lot of interesting science that's coming out in this field. Nicole Sachs, she has a podcast and she talks a lot about chronic pain and these patterns and our perceptions that happen in our brain that make us feel pain. And when we can start to change our perception of pain, our pain can actually start to decrease. They actually have studies where they gave people MRIs of their back. And when the people were told that they had a herniated disc, their pain dramatically increased. And what's interesting is when they've taken studies of people's MRIs of people in pain and out of pain, people who also don't have pain would have herniated discs but have no pain. So sometimes we get these images or our doctors give us a diagnosis, and just that in its fact can increase our pain because of these neural pathways of pain that get really strong. So if you're dealing with chronic pain, check out Nicole Sachs' podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain. John Sarno also has a book. I haven't read it, but I've heard a lot about his work. And start to dive into this, because a lot of times that pain is a perception of our brain, not a physical thing that is wrong. Number three is start slow and make sure when you're doing stuff, you're doing it within a comfortable range. So start slow as in the sense of start with 5 minutes. Start slow as in the sense of maybe do 10 reps of something. Maybe you don't even start with weights. Learn positioning and awareness first. You don't have to push yourself hard to see benefits. Your body actually likes it when you start slow and give it time to adjust. Your body doesn't really like when you are doing nothing and then you go to 100% and you push really hard. So start slow and slowly add to that. Because when we're doing exercises, our body is learning a new muscle movement and we want to make sure that we're learning that correctly. And that falls right into my next tip, is learn how to exercise properly. This is huge. Right now, I'm actually doing a homeschool strength training PE class. I have two of them. And one of the things I keep reinforcing to these kids is you need to learn how to exercise properly, as I am telling them how to do it. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to correct them and they're going to do it right 100% of the time. Everybody is sort of at their own different range and we don't want to keep correcting and correcting someone. But we want to make sure that we're learning how to do an exercise properly, because what happens is if we learn how to do an exercise improperly, let's say a squat, for example, we get that muscle memory. We're building a strong neural pattern in our brain how to do that exercise incorrectly. And it's really hard to unlearn that. So we want to learn the proper form when we are doing exercises, because we're creating a neural pathway and we want to create one that is correct. So especially if you haven't exercised, it's really important to start with a personal trainer. Really make sure that you are following someone that knows how to do exercises correctly. And I'll also say, obviously, if you guys want a personal trainer, I would recommend me. But there's a lot of personal trainers out there that really don't have that much education, because you don't really need, it's like a certificate to be a personal trainer. You guys know I have my doctorate in physical therapy, so I'm able to pull that knowledge in. But a lot of people don't really have that, or maybe some people leading fitness classes. Like, I see a lot of people doing stuff wrong with core and doing sit-ups and things that sort of pull our muscles apart, that especially women and women who have children don't need. So learn how to exercise properly so you get that good muscle memory in. I just want to pause here and tell you guys about some of my favorite supplements that I use. One of my supplements that I take every day is my daily omega-3 supplement. And this is because I actually tested my levels at home and they were so low. And really 97% of people worldwide are low in omega-3. And this affects us at a cellular level. So things like our brain, our mood, the way we think, dry eyes, dry skin, our vel cells, our gut, all go back to making sure that we're having enough omega-3s. And I love this supplement because, one, you can buy a kit where you can test your levels so that you know. You test it, you supplement, and you retest again to make sure that your body is absorbing it. And the supplement I use has had added polyphenols so that we get better absorption and no fishy burps, fishy taste, which comes from oxidation. So check out the link down below on how to get started with that. The other supplement I'm loving is my Organifi. I like to have the Organifi green in the morning, and this gives me a natural dose of energy. It has adaptogen herbs in it. My favorite one is ashwagandha, and this helps our body to adapt to stress. So we're getting lots of micronutrients and helping with our stress. I also love the Organifi Gold. Right now they have pumpkin pie spice. I like to have it with some almond milk or coconut milk, and it's really a yummy drink. It also has lemon balm in it, which is a great calming, relaxing herb, and also turmeric. So if you guys want to check it out, there's a link down below and use the code HEALTHY20 to save 20% off today. My last tip is make sure that you're using a whole program. So what I mean by this is you want an exercise program that's going to use a variety of muscles, that's going to work your muscles in different ways, that will include stretching. I think yoga is a great exercise that includes, you know, working your muscles, stretching, balance. So you really want a whole program that's going to look at your body as a whole. If you do have, let's say, a knee injury, we don't want to focus on just your leg. We want to focus on your whole body. We also want to focus on your balance. We want to focus above and below that joint. But we have to think of ourselves as a whole, not just really focusing on just my core or just something. We want to use a variety of muscles. We want to use those muscles in different ways, meaning that maybe we're using a weight and maybe we're holding, maybe we're going in and out at different angles, and that we're stretching. I also think balance is super important to add in there, especially as we're getting older. All right, and one last thing I wanted to include in here because someone asked inside my Facebook group, Healthy Beyond 40, is what should be included in a warm-up? So typically, you just want your body warm. So most science has pointed that we don't really need to necessarily stretch or something before, except if you're doing a sport or something that requires that, like gymnastics, for example. But most of us, we just really need to warm up our body. So that could be cleaning in your house. We want our body warm. We don't want to go from complete cold jumping into our exercises. So just some way to get that blood flowing in your body. I always like to start with exercises that are just a little less intense. So once I know that my body is warm, sometimes I don't even have to warm up because I've been moving around and doing things. And then to start slow, I'm not going to go to my hardest exercise first. I'm going to sort of warm up my muscles, wake everything up, and then start. And so a warm up doesn't have to be very long. I'll also say at the end of exercising is when I like to stretch because those muscles are warm. If you've done strengthening, that means you have contracted your muscles. So they've gotten smaller. So we want to make sure that we're doing the opposite and lengthening those muscles. And when our muscles are warm, they will sort of relax and stretch a little. All right. So let me go over those five things. Make sure you are released from your doctor. Ask them what you can and can't do so that you know. 2, be aware of chronic pain patterns. And if you're stuck in chronic pain, take some time to look into that. 3, start slow. 4, do exercises properly. Learn how to do them properly. And 5, make sure that you are doing a whole program for your whole body. All right, friends, I hope that you guys have a great week and keep on moving.